The second one is because this is a symbiosis, these individuals will all be found on the same individual anemone, and quite frequently you'll have anywhere from 5 to 6 or 7 different species all hosting on the same individual. And so if you share a host, then that tight relationship should be stable over evolutionary timescales, and so you should be potentially co-diversifying. So symbiosis generates kind of an a priori hypothesis that you've co-diversified, you've shared not only the same reef and the same ecosystem, but you're sharing the same microhabitat. So you're exposed to the same historical conditions, ocean currents, sea level rise and fall, and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Along the Florida Reef Track, we were really interested in whether or not they all show a signature of population expansion all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Or whether they show population subdivision along the Florida Reef Track as well, mm-hmm. and show similar fine scale patterns.